You've heard it how many times, right? We've heard that astronomers, well, we've discovered another exoplanet, one out beyond our solar system, only to conclude it's too big, it's too small, it's too close, it's too far away from its sun to be suitable for life like we know it on Earth. But not this week. This week, researchers said they found a planet that's not exactly our twin, but more like our cousin, similar enough to Earth that it might be a good candidate, well, if not for liquid water on its surface, then possibly for life. They call it Kepler-186f. Alyssa Quintana is a research scientist at the SETI Institute at NASA Ames Research Center in Moffett Field, California. She's also the lead author of a paper out in the journal Science describing this planet. Welcome to Science Friday, Dr. Quintana.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Are you excited by this discovery?
I am. I've been working on the Kepler mission since before it launched. And, you know, this is one of the primary goals. It's to find the frequency of Earth-sized planets in the habitable zones of other stars. So this is a huge milestone. I know, like you said, there's, you know, you've heard this in the past, but to find one that's actually Earth-sized is really thrilling.
All right, let's talk about it. So it's Earth-sized and it's close enough to its sun, which is a weaker sun than ours.
That's right.
That it might have liquid water on its surface.
That's correct. So it orbits an M dwarf. These stars are smaller and cooler than their sun. So the habitable zone, which is the region where it can have liquid water on its surface, is closer into the star. So it's, that's why we say it's Earth's cousin.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like Earth, or in terms of size, but it has a different star.
You're getting to sound like Goldilocks here.
Right.
And the thing that's really interesting, and I think is probably most interesting about this discovery, is that this is of a kind of star that in our Milky Way, it's small, faint stars like this one make up more than 3/4 of the billions of stars in the Milky
Way. That's right.
And so you're quoted as saying our galaxy is probably littered with cousins of Kepler-186f.
That's what I believe. I mean, just the sheer abundance, like you said, of these stars, I think makes this planet so significant.
Mm-hmm. How hard was it to find it?
Well, it's really hard to pull out these signals for these small planets. For M-dwarfs, it's a little bit easier because the ratio of the planet size to the star size is bigger than it would be for a larger sun-like star. The planet orbits its star every 130 days. So we see more of these transits in a given amount of time than, say, an Earth analog, which you would see one every 365 days in a year. Mm-hmm. So we can find them a little bit easier, but they're still very, very, very difficult. We saw the signal. It looked like it was Earth size. It looked like it was in the right distance, but it still took us a year of modeling and getting images from Keck and Gemini to really nail down that this is a planet.
Mm-hmm. I'm Ira Flatow. This is Science Friday from PRI, Public Radio International, talking with Alyssa Quintana about the discovery of this exoplanet. So there's a lot of data still. Kepler's not operating anymore, right? But there's still a lot of data you're sifting through from Kepler?
Kepler's main mission is complete. That was 4 years of looking at the same field of view. We've only looked at probably 2/3 or maybe 3/4 of the data in real detail.
Mm-hmm.
So in my opinion, it's still a gold mine. There's still lots and lots of data to sift through. We're hoping to look for more of these planets, and we're also hoping to maybe even pull out some of these small signals for around sun-like stars to find the true Earth-Sun analog.
Mm.
Kepler is still alive. There are engineers here at NASA and scientists that are working to see what they can do with the mission now that it has only two of its wheels, which control the pointing. So within the next few months, we should hear about the plans for that.
Mm-hmm.
But we still have a lot of data to look at, so I'm still excited about it.
Yeah, I can imagine. And there are two new NASA missions coming up, TESS and the James Webb Space Telescope.
Yes, and these are great because TESS, which is supposed to launch in 2017, that's going to look at the brighter M dwarfs that are closer to us. There should be about 1,000 red dwarfs in our solar neighborhood to look at. And they will look for planets around these stars. And then James Webb Telescope, which should launch within a few years after that, that's going to take the planets that TESS finds and actually probe their atmospheres. So James Webb is going to try to probe their atmospheres and look for biomarkers, so these chemical imprints of life, which you can only see these certain chemicals in the atmosphere that could only be attributed to something on life that has life on that planet.
Mm-hmm. We've seen I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's exciting.
Yeah, I bet you it is. We've seen a lot of photos on TV, artist conceptions of this Kepler-186f. You really have not taken a picture of it, right? Because when you watch TV, you look on the internet, there are all these rotating globes going on there.
Yeah. We do it more for fun. We only have the size of this planet, so we don't have its mass or composition. But at this size, it has a very high probability of being rocky. And so we'll do it for fun. You know, if it was rocky, what would it look like? And we actually put a lot of scientific effort into it. We talked to people right. that study plants and what color plants would look like under this infrared radiation. And
why is it important? Why is it important that it is rocky?
Well, if we want to find, we only know of one place that has life, and that's Earth. Right. Earth has water. Earth has a rocky surface, or a surface has a rocky composition. And so if we're going to detect any life, we want to look for planets that have a solid surface and that maybe have oceans and atmospheres that we can probe into. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you mean rocky, you mean even under the ocean, there might be a surface. There has to be a surface of something holding the ocean.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So, and do you have another one in mind that we're going to hear about soon, or are you still analyzing?
There's always some candidates. Like the data is public, so anyone can go in and see if there's any small bodies that look potentially like we could confirm them. We have a list that we're still going through, but as I mentioned before, it takes a really long time, and you have to really pay special attention to each individual one, and that's why it takes a long time to confirm these small planets.
All right, we'll be watching for the next one.
So, oh, great.
Alyssa Quintana is a research scientist at the SETI Institute at the NASA Ames Research Center in Moffett Field, California. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.